Soundtracks that butcher today's singers. Have you ever listened to a recorded soundtrack from today's singers and struggled to understand the lyrics to their songs? The words they sing sound like gibberish at times, covered up by acoustics and digital electronica sounds, as if the singer themselves is only boosting the performance of the well-designed digitally created content rather than being the main attraction. These five songs are soundtracks that butcher today's singers because of their amazing talent and skill. The history of performances and memorable soundtracks can always be traced into the past. The most popular soundtracks are often used from the 1950s to the 1980s. Songs like Don't Stop Believin' from Journey and New York by Frank Sinatra. While the past soundtracks will always remain classic soundtracks, there are a few soundtracks that can actually be found today that butcher today's singers entirely. Number 1. Wolf's Rain, Stray. Wolf's Rain is an animated TV series that premiered on January 6, 2003. The intro soundtrack sung by Steve Kahn and composed by Yoko Kanno, Stray embellishes the series' resounding theme of the wolf as a stray animal. The lyrics to the song are pungent and strong with enough pull to bring you to sing along. A fantastic song that was constructed to hook any viewer or listener instantly. Number 2. Super Mario Odyssey, Jump Up Superstar. Super Mario Odyssey is a video game that was released on the Nintendo Switch on October 27th, 2017. The video game was a resounding hit for all ages and had one of the best soundtracks for the Super Mario universe, called Jump Up Superstar. The song is sung by Kate Higgins and was written by Amami Mukahara, a throwback to the timeless jazz classics from the 20th century. Number 3. Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater. Sung by Cynthia Harrell and written by Norihiko Hibino, Snake Eater is another throwback soundtrack to the classics made in the 20th century. However, the play with this particular soundtrack is a direct stab to the intro songs in the James Bond films. In any case, released on November 17, 2004, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater is a tactical espionage video game with a theme song with words that can clearly be heard. Number 4. Devil May Cry 5, Devil Trigger. A strange soundtrack to add to the list, however, once the song progresses to the lyrics, the singer takes off. Devil May Cry 5 was released on March 8, 2019, with Devil Trigger being one of the opening soundtracks to the video game's campaign. While the song does have overmodulation of digital electronica, the singer's voice is clearly identified and mixes well with audible lyrics. The song is sung by Ollie Edwards, who has resounding talent as a singer, and composed by Casey Edwards. Number 5. The Wonderful 101, The Unstoppable Wonderful 100, English version. Nothing should put more of a smile on your face when listening to the Unstoppable Wonderful 100 soundtrack. The Wonderful 101 was originally released on the Nintendo Wii U on August 23rd, 2013. The opening soundtrack to the video game is a lyrical march of defending planet Earth from alien invaders. Written originally in Japanese by Hideki Kamiya, the song is sung in English by Bruce Blanchard, Jimmy Wilcox, and Rob McElroy. The lyrics to the song are captivating and hilariously put together, with a resounding tempo that makes you want to listen to the soundtrack again. Each of these songs have singers that are articulate and trained to be heard. Unlike most singers today, who struggle with the overmodulation of the acoustics, Kate Higgins and Steve Kahn deliver a performance. Hopefully, lyrical soundtracks in the future will break away from the digital electronica control of today and become songs that are memorable just like in the 20th century.